Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fun Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. There's nothing quite like a fun Friday.
It's the best thing, isn't it?
And what better way to start Fun Friday than with a cameo appearance from Mommy Dearest. Pop in, won't you please, Mommy? Here we go.
Tina, bring me the eggs.
Thank you very much.
Well worth the wait.
That was terrific.
Keeping beautiful is quite a.
Oh my God, that is gorgeous.
I think I got this from China.
Japan.
Or Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, is it like one of those plaster-on masks that I wore a tiger one, right?
Yeah. They're great. They're great.
My face doesn't fall off.
It's a little spooky, is what it is. What's it called?
I don't know.
Beautiful.
Ask her what the best outfit for the day is.
What's the best outfit for the day? The best costume of the day. That's a Grey Gardens. Oscar, hey, we're training him well. He just did a Grey Gardens reference.
Yeah, he did.
It's pretty special.
I like it.
How you feeling?
I'm good today.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, not really.
No, not really me either. Yeah, we both got a cold.
Thank you, DC.
Thanks, Washington, DC. It's 3 days after our trip. Thank you, Metro.
It's a great
take. Thank you, dirty friggin' Metro.
Mike told you not to lick the pole.
With all due respect, tell her thank you for the tank top.
Yeah.
Oh, God, you are. Yeah,
that was
filthy,
all. The tank top was all American.
Big winner.
Doesn't matter where the mask came from.
I didn't even notice. I'm sorry. I should have noticed. I'm married.
You should notice.
I know I should notice. I was looking at the mask. It scared me. It frightened me. And I said, hey, I've got a great idea for an opening of the show. You come in and say, Tina, bring me the axe. We'll do a Mommy Dearest bit. Yay. Yeah, so we both got colds in Washington, D.C. And I can't imagine why walking around the streets of Washington with the improper clothing that I was wearing and then smoking cigarettes out on the beer garden at Jimmy's with Jimmy's inadequate heaters that it was 35 degrees. You know, by the way, I think he's putting in bigger heaters for out there.
Yeah, he should have them in by July.
By the way, hey, Pony, smoker's paradise out there, isn't it, huh?
Not really. It wasn't very warm.
Well, but I mean, when it gets to be warm,
it's warmer.
What is with him? I mean, Jimmy has built an entire wing.
He's a friend of yours.
To cater to your horrible cancerous habit.
He deals with you. And the first thing, I need more heat.
It seemed kind of cold.
It was cold out there when Pony and I were
chilly. Shannon said, I'm so tired of all these cigarettes. I have to stand under the heater, but the smokers are there.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. It was disgusting, and I loved every minute of it from my old days.
You know what was funny? It's that Pony was smoking a little further away from you, staring at you, being like, I wonder when he's going to quit.
That's true. But Pony,
but
I think
Mike
the
smokes
operative
a
question,
pack a year.
This was Super Bowl Sunday. Did you smoke on Monday?
Well, of course I did.
I did not. Did you smoke on Tuesday?
Mm. Yeah.
I did not. Did you smoke on Wednesday?
Yeah.
I did not. And did you smoke on Thursday?
I think so.
I did not. There we are.
I'd like to pose a question. How many smokes have you had today? Today being
today?
Friday?
Like four, maybe.
Four!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. We're taping this show at 8:30 in the morning, for the love of God!
Get all his passwords.
For the love of God.
Yeah. Do you have a guy selected to tend to your Facebook page when you die? I'm going to do Oscars when he dies.
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, you've already invited me.
Yes.
It's the legacy thing.
What would the Bridges Wales think of that?
That's
all
I wonder. Speaking of death.
You know what? It's good. We have the satellite hooked up, Mike.
Rob, would you like to introduce and explain the Bridges Wales, please, and we'll bring them in?
We actually have
the Pacific Coast to speak with us right now.
We have live microphones set up in the ocean, Oscar. So let us now go live to off the coast of Los Angeles to Jeff and Bo. We are going to talk now to the Bridges Wales. Is the microphone live? We need to go to the microphone now. Ah.
Ooh.
Jeff and Bo, can you hear us?
Hello. Hi there. Hey, how are you?
Is this Whale Jeff Bridges?
Oh, you know who this is. How are you?
How you doing?
It's Bo.
Oh, hey, Bo.
Whale Bo. Whale Bo, deep under the sea with all my whale brothers. How you doing, boy?
And just to be totally clear, you are the same Bo Bridges that we know from Hollywood, but you're a whale now.
I'm a whale now. Thanks for explaining the bit. Yeah. Go too deep with that explanation. You know how much acid we really do.
It's the third season concept of True Detective.
Yes.
Yeah, we're having a good time. What are you guys having a good time?
Having a great time. What are you guys doing under the water?
Yeah, and is Jeff with you?
I'm avoiding the seaweed. Jeff's somewhere around here trying to fish for krill. That's what he's doing.
Jeff!
Somebody call me?
Hey, look, it's Whale Jeff Bridges.
Yes. Yes, sirree, I was fishing for krill. Krill under the sea off the coast of Catalina Island, and I think I might have found out a few details about Natalie Wood. Robert Wagner did her in.
That's what you're doing down there?
She's dead now. Oh, ain't she, Bo?
Oh, she's deader than dead. Yeah, she's deader than dead, Bo. Jeff. Sorry. I'm Bo.
And I'm Jeff.
Hey, you know what's great is we actually have a video feed from under the ocean, and I have never, Jeff, seen a whale with a goatee before.
That's right. I've got my cowboy hat and my goatee
on
my
giant
whale head. Yes. Why don't you ask me what kind of whale I am?
You know, it really has been bothering me. What kind of whale are you?
I'm a humpback, you silly ass.
Hi, Oscar. You got a question for us?
Yeah. Was Natalie Wood floating?
That's an old joke.
That is a good one.
I understand that, but I wouldn't want to be in Robert Wagner's shoes, if you know what I mean.
Whales don't wear shoes.
I don't wear shoes. I just got a giant tail.
A super big tail.
You don't need to yell, Jeff.
Okay. Oh, it's wonderful here off the coast of California. I just love being a whale. There's nothing like floating around in the sea. I'm the king of the sea. No one can beat me.
Hey, Bo, swim over to the camera for me, would you,
Hold on just a second. Hold on. What? I'm looking above the ocean. Who dodged a bullet there? It was a pleasure craft. I thought for a second it might be one of those Japanese trawlers.
Oh, bad news.
On us, you know.
Bad news.
Yeah, what can we do for you, boy?
Bo, swim over to the camera. I want to get a good look at you, if I could.
Here I am.
Yikes.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. I see.
Look
you
at
know,
my giant whale head.
What's amazing is, you know, a lot of times people say your brother's better looking, and yet you are the sperm whale.
Yes, I'm a humpback. Bo's the sperm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. I got confused.
You want to talk to the sperm?
Let me talk to the sperm.
Yeah, big sperm whale, just like Moby Dick. That's what I am, just a big sperm whale. Jeff's a humpback. Just don't you mess that up again, okay?
Is anybody pursuing you like Moby Dick?
Well, the Japanese fleet.
Yeah, the whole fleet, really, not just one boat.
No, the Japs hate whales. Sorry for the World War II reference. Japs hate whales.
Gentlemen.
Yes, Oscar.
Has the mud from the Montecito Catalina mudslides affected you guys at all?
I think Jeff was over near the coast of Catalina. He might be the better one to answer that.
Put him on mic.
Let me put him on mic right now. Jeff, they want to know about the mudslides in Catalina. Swim on over here.
The water's super duper murky. The water's super duper murky, so we have a tough time finding our krill to eat. You know, whales gotta eat tons of krill.
Yeah.
Krill, for those of you that don't know, are whale food. Eat tiny little crustaceans swimming in the sea.
Hey, now that you're a whale, have you ever thought of making a movie about the story of Jonah and the whale?
Jonah, that's the Bible story, right?
Yeah, biblical,
where you got inside the whale's tummy.
Yeah.
No, I'd like to make a more modern affair.
Like what?
Free Willy. Oh. That's a good one. Yeah, I don't mind those killer whales. Don't bother me none. Ain't that right, Bo?
Killer whales are our friends.
Orcas.
Yes. Orcas, yes. That's the way to use the Eskimo term.
Guys.
Yes, Oscar, yes.
Are you open to any virtual reality roles?
Yeah.
Virtual, you mean like a reality TV show?
No,
CGI?
Like movies that you are immersed, much like you are right now, in the ocean.
No, retired. Just enjoying life, lazy life off the coast of California, fishing for krill and dodging the seaweed. Ain't that right, Jeff?
Yes, it is. It's an idyllic life out here in the sea. I enjoy myself. Wait,
except when it gets murky.
Mm-hmm. Except the murky coast of Catalina Island, where you can't even see your fin in front of your face. But, yes, Oscar.
But the Hollywood Reporter reports that you already signed on for Hell or High Tide.
Well, aren't you a little sleuth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
Like
what's your name,
Kilgallen.
Omarosa? My God. I swear to God. You're trouble, you. Wearing all black there. I know. I watch out for you. Yeah. What do you think we should do with him? Hey, Jeff, he's giving us a hard time.
I say lock him up in a Texas Rangers prison is what we should do with you.
Lock him out in what?
In a Texas Rangers prison.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't hear
Texas
you.
Texas Ranger, I played in Hell or High Water. Don't you know my film?
I do indeed. It's just who's a little garbled on the transmission.
You know where they're going to rob the bank? I'll tell you. They're going to rob it in post. They robbed the bank in post. I'd say they're going to go to post.
Not cereal.
No.
No, not cereal post. Kellogg's just down the road. This, we got to go. I'm getting tired of this bit and socialist audience.
You got that right there, Jeff. We got to do some more swimming. Hey, next time you check in with us, maybe we'll be off the coast of Hawaii. Some other great place like that. But I'll tell you where we'll steer clear of. Japan. So long for now.
Bye fellas. You take care and you can start the goddamn show now, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I'm looking for Vincent Benedict.
You got him.
You gotta talk into the phone, bozo.
Vincent. Dearest Vincent.
I know you don't know who I am, but believe me, I came halfway across the world.
Whoa. I got another 6 hours to pay the money back. And tell the Klain brothers that harassing a man who's already in the slammer is beneath even them, all right?
I don't know any Klain brothers. I'm your brother, Julius.
Huh? Come again?
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Oh, obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
We are not identical twins.
Oh, no?
What garbage.
No.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure, pal.
I don't lie. I am your brother, and you must let me help you get out of here.
You want to help me get out?
Yes, right now.
Well, money talks and bullshit walks.
How can bullshit walk? That's slang, huh?
Yeah. I'm the best company here. Hey, take a look over there. See that man? Pay him money, all right? They let me out. Okay, I'll be anything you want. Your aunt, your uncle, your sister, your cousin, your brother-in-law. Anything, all right?
Okay, all right? I pay right now.
You pay now.
Okay, Vince.
Okay, go pay. Good. All right, pay him. What is this, candid camera?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
That's the cinematic tour de force known as Twins. They actually paid those guys to do that movie.
A lot of money.
I can't believe I thought that movie would hold up.
Yeah. Timely, isn't it? Timeless.
Both.
Time LinkedIn. Live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're delighted to have you with us today. Our show is filled with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on our TMOS app. And with Playapod, all sorts of new things happening with the app. It's going to be better, easier to use, and put it on your phone. Listen anytime
Fantastic.
You want.
Fantastic.
You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We've talked about Cornerstone. I think it's pretty obvious right now with all the financial news we've been paying attention to lately. Great couple of days for yours truly. You know, the rates are going to go up. And they're going to go up a few times. They're talking about it all the time. You need an expert, and you've got them at Cornerstone First Financial. Not only do these guys know their stuff, they genuinely care about you.
They do.
They know it's your money on the line, and they'll give you personal attention that you require to get the best deal possible. Whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you, and they will take care of you.
You know, they took care of your family.
Yes.
Absolutely. And myself and my brother-in-law.
A pre-approval is the best weapon you can have going in to buying a house, and because you're ready to go. You've got an arrow in your quiver.
You can lock in your rate.
Absolutely.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right. Do it now with Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you.
I am your twin brother.
I am Julius. You know, you listen to certain movies that are dated and weren't good even when they came out, and you say to yourself, my God, they paid those guys millions of dollars to do that.
And they were superstars for that horrible movie.
I know. Just terrible script, but they got the names, and that's all that
matters. And Arnold had...
a gazillion people went to see it.
He still had a toe in Austria when he was making that film. He wasn't like the Jingle All the Way, totally Americanized, goofy Arnold yet.
Right,
he was like,
right.
There was still a little bit of that.
My name is Julius Hildrinder.
That's right. He can't do that.
And then they had to go in
post-production and have... What's that?
In his prime. He was in his
Arnold
prime.
In his physical prime.
Yeah.
I would say now he's in his mental prime right now, today.
He's actually on Amazon Prime because he signed on for a Western.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is why Rob played that, and I cannot wait for that. Arnold, it seems to me, with his choices of movie roles, has always tried to get as American a role as possible.
Yeah.
Even in comedies like Jingle All the Way. If you went through, and we did this one time, the Arnold Schwarzenegger filmography, and saw the title names of his characters.
Oh, his character names. I'll bring them up.
These are hysterical because it's so American. His names are so American. It's as far away from Arnold Schwarzenegger that you could possibly get. And when you listen to Jingle All the Way, he is more Americanized. When you listen to Twins, it's basically...
John Kimball. My name is Julius Hildrinder.
And then he moved into the action-adventure roles and became a superstar. And then the governor of California, America, where anyone can become anything.
I mean, honestly, when you think about the fact that he was the governor of California, it's almost like trying to imagine, hey, you know what? Elvis was Michael Jackson's father-in-law. It doesn't make sense until you say, oh my God, it really happened.
It really did happen.
It really did happen, yeah.
I only remember one thing, and of course, they're no longer together, but I remember with Arnold and Maria.
Yes.
Maria apparently confided in a friend that making Whoopi with Arnold Schwarzenegger was like being, I guess I can say it because it was, I'm not sure whether the quote is accurate, but all I remember, the article said it's like being mounted by a horse. Oh. That's what she said. So that was quite. Do you remember that?
I do.
When she that doesn't said even that, sound was, loving.
It doesn't sound loving at all.
But it sounds powerful. It sounds productive. here's something horrifying. I just brought up Arnold's IMDb page.
Yes.
He is in production right now, pre-production for a movie called Triplets, where he reprises his role as Julius Benedict.
Who is the third sibling?
I'm bringing up
because is Danny DeVito going to be coming
back? I'm bringing up the sheet right now. It's in pre-production.
Danny DeVito still rules. If you see him in Always Sunny in Philadelphia, he still kills.
All right.
Well, he probably had the funniest Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah.
Right?
The only one that really stuck to me.
When we're at Jimmy's, it's hard to watch the commercials. And by the way, would I be correct in assuming this week there was no post-mortem on the commercials? The commercials have become now kind of irrelevant.
Yeah.
That people aren't paying that much attention.
I think
it's
that's
not
crested.
The deal it was 3 or 4 years ago.
The biggest deal was for Netflix. Netflix actually announced a movie that nobody knew was going to be out and that it was going to be out after the Super Bowl, which drove a zillion people to Netflix to watch another.
Do you know the title of the movie?
Another Cloverfield edition of the movie. I mean, another Cloverfield movie, essentially.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what I've got.
See, that's promotion, and that's not really amusing.
Yeah, but in general, imagine watching the Super Bowl, and if we weren't at Jimmy's, and it wasn't Jimmy yelling during the commercials every time, right? Which is fine, because we're hammered. Mm-hmm. And you see that you can go and watch a movie, a brand new movie, on Netflix right after the Super Bowl and not have to deal with This Is Us and everybody dying and burning, then your choices are clear. Go would watch Cloverfield. Like,
the dog lived.
Would you like to address the thing that we really haven't gotten to this week, Rob, with your most embarrassing Super Bowl moment?
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact, but I do want to say this first. Triplets is being directed by Ivan Reitman. One of the screenwriters is Josh Gad, who's
Ivan
the voice
Reitman,
of...
who never met a project he didn't, you know...
No, the voice love. Of the snowman in Frozen, right? Uh-huh. And the stars are Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito, and...
Who's the third wheel?
They discover they have another brother, and he's played by...
Let me guess. All right. Who would be Seth Rogen?
No.
I got one.
Yeah.
Am I in the ballpark?
No, you're not. As a matter of fact, because they've gone for the most obvious joke possible. Remember, the joke of twins is...
Oh, okay. So it's going to be an African-American.
Exactly. Exactly. Very good.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. All right. Let me think.
And I would say, age-wise, contemporary, a contemporary of these guys.
Billy Dee Williams.
Billy Dee Williams, probably older than them. This is a younger guy than Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
And a comic.
Morgan Freeman, too old.
A comic.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Freeman, too old. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy is right. Give yourself 50 points on the board.
I'd watch it all day.
The level of desperation.
I would watch that all day. I'm sorry. I'm in.
Of course you would.
I'm in.
Of course you would. I know you're in.
Why? Because I'm a jerk all of a sudden?
Sometimes it's not sudden at all. Your Transformer mode and your idiot movies, I can't stand it. I think it's the destruction of cinema when it's just like, Shia LaBeouf talking to a robot for 2 hours.
They can't all be three billboards. I'm sorry.
A man can hope. What's the last quality thing Eddie Murphy has given us?
The original Nutty Professor.
I think maybe after that might be the voice of the donkey in Shrek, but does that count?
That doesn't count. Okay. Does not
So I would
count.
Say, as far as a real movie, you're right. The original Nutty Professor.
What's the last quality thing you've given us?
I can give you a nice big fat f*** you.
And look,
it's 8:57.
Whoa.
Happy Friday.
Jeez.
All right, Rob Spiewak.
That was quality.
We kind of brushed by it. It dissipated rather quickly.
Like that. Nice.
But in a crowded room. At the Super Bowl at Jimmy's.
Right.
Rob Spiewak, who is was really kind of setting the table to do what we've done in the past, where we have mocked the commercials.
Yes.
And you had remembered that, and you're kind of a creature of habit, and you thought, maybe we'll do that again. It was not the same type of event.
No, you're right.
I was there for the ribbon cutting, and then I was going to hang out and socialize with the listeners. As far as us doing shtick, Rob came prepared. Rob had some trivia questions that we never got around. It just was never because of the size of Jimmy's now, and
we can't really work the room the way
we once did.
You can't
work the room, so it just didn't fly like that.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, not at all. It's changing and organic.
But that's what you kind of thought that's what we would do.
Right.
And a commercial comes on. And I don't know what the commercial was, but I was watching it, and I and Rob goes, "Oh, cute little baby!" in his mocking tone.
Toyota commercial.
At that moment, that the baby either has lost his legs, or is handicapped, or has a birth defect, and it's a baby with a birth defect, mm-hmm. and everybody suddenly there was the booing, the shouting down, and the boo.
Yeah,
and I was.
Have you ever
really
see
gracious.
A movie when a airplane has a cracked window? And all the oxygen leaves the room. Short of paper towels and paper flying out towards the suction. That's what happened.
You handled it though. You best defense is a good offense.
Yes.
And you were mortified, but you didn't want anybody to know you were mortified. And you stood your ground.
Yeah,
I was
mowing
along.
At the basis of all comedy is timing, and it was not on my side. Sorry, Rolling Stones. The time was not on my side. Because
Rob mocked the handicapped baby. He said something about Agent Orange.
I never did. Here's the thing.
Rob saw the baby, but didn't see the handicap. And so,
because Mike,
Rob
I see people as people.
Of course, you didn't see. You
were like a flamethrower, and then you realized you were burning down the wrong building.
Exactly.
Right.
And I said, hey.
You didn't see that the baby had a.
No. I had not.
He's a monster. He's a soulless monster.
I have a soul.
And I immediately, because I support Rob 100% all the time in public, I immediately
and
took
private.
My finger and I pointed over Rob's head. I said, he said it.
Mm-hmm.
He said it.
Did you get the muffin basket yet?
Yeah. It was very inappropriate.
It was inappropriate, but packed with people. Full of people that just didn't get my style of humor.
Your style?
No, really what happened is I had anticipated some sort of cutesy syrupy commercial. It was one of the first out. I think it might have been the first one after kickoff.
Right.
And so I was ready to go. I was ready to make fun of it. And those bastards at Toyota, they threw that at me. Well, that's why I drive a Kia.
Okay. There's a lot of, there were a lot of kind of syrupy commercials.
Yeah.
I didn't watch them. Nobody talked about
nobody
them.
Did,
I don't care
no.
about them. Let's talk about Jimmy's for a second, because the dynamic at Jimmy's was interesting, because the fan club had booked the lower level in the main building.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was as though the sort of fans, but more want the new, mm-hmm. had the tables reserved over in the wing.
How did we get in the new wing? Because I thought Jimmy, we were going to be with a fan club.
Jimmy put our table in the wing. Have you guys gotten any grumblings from the fan club about that? Because
no.
suddenly the fan club, what was the deal with the fan club? I thought he had 50 people. I thought the lower level was booked.
It was from my understanding at the beginning of the program, it was jammed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
it was packed.
Yeah, right? It was packed. But
after the ribbon cutting, nobody gave a rat's ass about the game.
Well, not just that. After the central third quarter, people were like, we should probably drunk drive home now.
Yeah, and a lot of people left when I yelled the baby joke.
You drove them out.
I drove them out. They said, I will not share a roof with that soulless monster.
But there were
the mayor left and then they left.
That's right. The mayor. I don't
there
know
were
this
TMOS
man.
Fans in the wing. There were people up in the wing.
Yeah.
How did the Rooters, for example, trump the Moody's?
I think they moved over. The Rooters rooted over.
Oh, the Rooters found out where we were going to be and slid up there.
I didn't
right?
know. Look, in my eyes, when I walked down to see SDM, I sat there and I was like, well, classic Jimmy. He made sure that SDM was all alone and we were all the way up there.
Yeah, and that wasn't cool.
That
I
wasn't
visited
cool.
with SDM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We all did.
Now, I don't get anything from SDM, though. But what happened with the you know, he doesn't share that.
He had a spreadsheet that I looked at for 2 seconds.
Yeah, about the other thing coming up, which is pretty cool.
Which is great. He's prepared than most people on this program.
Anyone goes to a bar and brings a laptop. I think that's key.
You could just be nice to him for once.
I'm a soulless monster.
Soulless monster.
Thank you, Oscar. Thank you.
It was look the there's you can't argue with that sprawling place.
No.
You know, to have that
it's massive.
The wing. This is the way I can describe it. You have the original Jimmy's bar, which has not changed one little lick. You have kind of the entertainment side of things, where you're going to have a band over there. If you want to roll in and have yourself a nice quiet dinner at Jimmy's too, he's got the wing, the Buffalo wing, and the table, the tables for the Buffalo wing. That is perfect. If you want to go outside and really just have a really late night, I think the beer garden is perfect. So now Jimmy's is
complete.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4 separate little watering holes.
You know what it is? It's like secrets, but it's in Herndon.
Thank you. Yes. Perfect. It's the secrets of Herndon.
It is the secrets of Herndon.
Yeah, except
what do you need? He needs water.
Except for the water and the bikinis.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a good time was had by all. But I just was concerned about the fact that we were so far away from where Stephen Douglas McIntyre had set up with the fan club on the other side. And Jimmy got where Jimmy put us was something. I wanted to be in the new building.
Right.
And I wanted to see what it was all about. And it was nice. It was a building with pictures on the wall.
That's right.
And it was great.
And a place for Mac to sit.
What do you mean? Right. What building with pictures on the wall?
I will tell you exactly.
Don't be rude.
I love Jimmy and I loved it. But it had we brought some card tables into the room and just set up the tables at the last minute vibe to it, which is the way it always has been.
May I offer counterpoint on that? I think what happened is you got an original structure that dates back to close to 1900, and it has a personality built in.
Yes.
This is a new addition, and its personality hasn't developed yet.
Okay.
But it will. It will.
It's a room.
It's a room.
No.
The kitchen's over there, and the beer coolers are over there, and then the beer garden.
Oh,
is my favorite part.
Okay, yes. Just briefly, all right. Pretend that Jimmy's not a friend, and if you were going to go in, because I know
when he hears this, we might not have to pretend.
Because I know you, Mike.
Yes,
you love to walk. You're the type of man and the person I know that walks inside people's kitchens and restaurants, look and see. I've done this before. How should you do it, or what could you have done differently?
Bathrooms, a 12 on a scale of 10.
Yes.
Yet to be completed. Hasn't been finished yet. The beer garden will be another 12.
Dilly dilly.
A 12. All right. the where the kitchen is. Did you notice, by the way, how much food they were slinging out?
Yes.
They couldn't have done, they could not have done that in the old
phenomenal
kitchen.
Phenomenal.
Couldn't have happened. Never. That is a 10. That is a solid 10. The original Jimmy's, I love it.
I mean, that's
always
a classic.
Be a solid 10.
Mm-hmm.
The actual dining room, which would constitute what the wing is after
yes
all these years, it's a rectangle. We got to take a, did you start the show or do we have to go to commercial?
We should I'm a commercial. Sure. Remember, we did Arnold.
It's a rectangle and it's got a different, entrance.
Remember,
but everything else is great.
So every square is a rectangle. Eight. Every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square.
Put a booth in, Jimmy, you know, for Christ's sake.
Kissing
anyway,
booth.
Anyway, it's just opened, okay? It's a work in progress.
Personality, Mike, is on the way.
Maybe he absolutely rushed it for you.
Oh.
Yes, that's exactly what he did.
That's right.
It is fantastic. And by the
put
way,
put together a clinical rectangle for Mike O'Mara.
Lisa Merkel, mayor of Herndon, Virginia, please run for higher office. Please. We need smart people and kind people and smart, sharp people in office. The mayor of Herndon is one of the coolest people I know. Absolutely delightful. And I wish her nothing but the very wow best.
If she was in Congress, I'd watch the news.
So if you average out those scores, it's all over a 10.
Yes.
What did you say?
She's
what?
Very pretty.
God, what is wrong with you? That's the mayor. That's yes the mayor.
It's, what? I'm not insulting
it's the
her.
It's the Me Too movement time.
It's the Me Too movement time, okay?
I didn't say knockout.
All right, Alan Sherman, we've got to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more... Oh, God.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz of Political Persuasions. This week on the show, more White House chaos. Is it time to deep six Nancy Pelosi? And Donald Trump loves a parade. Me and Mike talk about it all.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Hey, and by the way, on Political Persuasions this week, when you hear my discussion about Donald Trump wanting to have a parade, my point of view might surprise you.
Not. It was anyway, another great episode. Loved it.
Welcome. Look at the tanks. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. I'm a Valentine's hero because
look at
of
you
Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries. Because before even the day arrives, I have already sent delicious dipped strawberries and Pro Flowers to my bride, Carla O'Mara. She loves me. I will tell you that Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries are going to make it easy for you. They have teamed up to impress your Valentine this year with their perfectly paired collection.
Mm.
Go ahead and think inside the box this Valentine's Day. Be like Carla. Be happy because you've got a good hubby. This really is a one-of-a-kind gift. Your flowers and dipped strawberries will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and your berries cold, guaranteed. I sent this to Carla. I am already a hero. I don't even have to take her to the wing place on Valentine's
Day. Get ahead of the game.
That's right.
Right now, our listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29 with the promo code, you know it, you love it, TMOS. Please use that one. Very important to do this for Pro Flowers.
Buy some for your entire family.
Buy some for yourself.
Hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week. There is only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29, featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, would it be too much to ask if listeners wanted to send love our way? Maybe we could have some chocolates and strawberries here from them.
Hey, send it to Jimmy's. Those flowers would really brighten up the wing.
Visit ProFlowers.com today and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's ProFlowers.com and the code TMOS. And we thank you, everybody. No, I love Jimmy's. I love that he got the wing open.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, and I said this to somebody, if I am in the D.C. area, I am at that beer garden whenever I want to go out.
Oh, my God. 100%.
Because that is going to be so perfect. I'm so proud of what everything he envisioned he got
and
done.
The and the Uber ride is not expensive from D.C., let me tell you.
Or from Leesburg.
It's really, really cool. Because you can get as hammered as you want and not overserved, but then get back home.
safely.
And was the were the fans of the fan club members, were they happy? I don't want to say fans.
Right.
Were the people in the fan club, were they happy? Was everybody
I think
happy?
Everyone had a great time.
Especially okay. Julia Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Spiewak, but I was pretty stunned at the Father of the Year at like midnight with his daughter driving him home.
Hey,
you know?
It's the reason we got her a car and got her a license.
Oh, God. Driving drunk dad home.
Dad was not drunk.
I couldn't believe she was in bed.
Dad just made a wise choice.
I'm going to jump in the trunk here.
How many beers do you think you had?
I think I probably had, I'd say not 12. But then there was two blue things. And right. two shooters. But yeah. keep in mind, this was spread out over hours.
When I saw you, you usually leave a lot earlier. And then when I saw you, like, during me time there, and you rolled up, I was very... And by the way, I know we covered Jimmy's earlier in the week, but we really didn't because we had so much that we needed to deal with.
And it's very seldom. It's a very infrequent happening when we're all three together anymore in the same space. So a lot goes down.
Rob said, now it's time to go home and watch This Is Us. Not at all.
All I know, and I mentioned this briefly earlier in the week, but Mike Hudalee was when a guy was having a conversation, and the conversation on his side went, "John, shit, I'm in, Bob, she's dead." I said, "Time to go. I'll be right back."
I didn't realize Dan Von Herman was there.
Yeah, no, he was not. But a good time was had by all.
Great time.
And we had a wonderful, wonderful time. And I will say thank you to somebody who I have not forgotten this week on the show, Mr. Adrian Garcia, giving me a ride home.
Guess who's on campus today?
Well, it's good that he is because, well, I have not forgotten. And I just wanted to. Now, Oscar, I know we probably don't have the audio tape, but you do remember. And
yes.
I remember the fact that when we were talking about my visit to Washington, D.C., it was going to go as follows. I told Oscar that about 2 o'clock or so, I would be landing at National Airport, which happened.
Mm-hmm.
A little more terrifying than I anticipated.
But you made it.
But I made it in.
Check that box.
Then Oscar would pick me up. In this case, it was his lovely bride, Shannon, which to me, as I mentioned to Oscar when I saw him, that was a tremendous upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon picked me up
with
at the
Santos.
Airport. With Santos. We'll get to Santos in a minute.
Oh.
Linda, my mother-in-law, picked up Carla and the little guy, and they went out to my mother-in-law's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way it was supposed to work, I was going to have a business meeting with Oscar Santana. We were going to have an early din-din, and then Mr. Adrian Garcia was going to give me a lift out to Ashburn, Virginia.
He was going to swoop in, pick you up, and take you home.
Right.
And here's what happened, Rob. This is exactly what happened. No show. No call. No show.
Ghosted you?
No text. Mm. Yes. It was gone. It was gone. Nothing was, Adrian, I leave it in your corner because I have not forgotten this. What happened? Can you explain what happened and why you weren't where you were supposed to be
after
when you were supposed to be there?
Agreed to do so and offered. Discussed on air.
Enthusiastically offered.
I got you, Mike.
Yep.
Yes, we discussed it, but we did not confirm anything. Things were
whose job is it to confirm?
I don't know whose job it was. I mean, I guess it's my job.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this may help you. It won't. Why do you think it would require confirmation? Did you think maybe Mike wouldn't come? Did you think maybe he wouldn't need a ride all of a sudden?
No, because after...
I mean, this is not a dinner reservation. This is transportation.
After one of the shows, I specifically remember Oscar asking for Mike's itinerary. And so when Oscar asked for his itinerary, I assumed... That's a tough word, Mike.
Oh, it's very itinerary. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Boy, it certainly garbles my tongue. No, it doesn't, because mine's not laced with cannabis. Thank you very much.
I'm tired.
So what happened?
No, the word you're looking for is tiresome.
So when you asked for the itinerary, I assumed that you were going to take care of Mike, because I remember asking if I could join dinner with you guys. And then that ruined everything. And then I thought
you,
I lost my job.
He's not talking about me right now.
First of all, you've never had a job here because we just can't take on that liability.
Right.
So that's A. B, when I asked for his itinerary, he says, I'm going to be in at 2:30.
Don't spit, Mike.
I'm going to be in at 2:30.
You could have a contest.
I'm going to be in at 2:30, right? And I said, all right, I'll be at the airport to pick you up.
Guys,
and
can you do something before we continue this just for just a second? Can we have both of you go back and forth about 5 or 6 times and say itinerary? You start, Adrian.
No, itinerary.
Whoa.
Itinerary. Oscar.
That was strong. Slow down, man.
You get one, then Oscar. It's like trade-off. Go ahead, Oscar.
Is that your entry?
Itinerary.
Okay.
Oh, all right, okay. All
right. We can move on. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh,
mean
no, no worries. No worries.
Do you want to try the word pizza?
I was trying to make a joke. All right, fellas. So I get all the details from Mike's itin, and then I know he's gonna pick it up.
It's the new Apple itin.
I will not spit water out on this.
Please, Mike. You are a grown-up broadcaster.
I'm secreting from all orifices.
Orify.
I know that's my role. You joked about coming to dinner with us, possibly.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that part?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we said, there's no chance you're coming to dinner with us, but you are driving him home. And you said, okay, and then you moped out of here.
Right.
Like, for some reason, in my brain, 4 o'clock was the time he was supposed to kind of show up.
He was
going to
be at the Podcast Village at 4 o'clock.
At Podcast
right.
Village. Yeah. We were meeting with Charlie and the people at Podcast Village.
Yeah.
And we got we had a great meeting. And
we
it
were
was
joking
wonderful.
About dinner. We would have taken you to dinner with us if you were here.
Yep. Of course. You would have gone great. To dinner. You would have gone to dinner.
Nothing was ever confirmed with me, though. No times, no texts, no nothing. So, I mean, I don't know who to blame for that.
I think I know who to blame. You knew you had to drive Mike, right?
This is exactly...
Now, can I just... I have to tell the truth here and say that it worked out for me quite well because I got a great rate and decided to stay in town because by the time we had dinner with Todd and Oscar... By the way, Santos will be included in this and Todd and Oscar dynamic, again, will be included in this
okay.
Because they have a fascinating... because I've spent enough time with them in the last couple of months where... I can kind of, 3 months, I should say, that I can kind of figure out their dynamic, and
right.
It's fun. But Adrian, the bottom line was, Oscar and I were sitting there in Podcast Village, and I think I brought it up. I said to Oscar, so where's Adrian?
Yeah, when is he showing up?
And nothing was ever confirmed.
No text, no show.
No text, no show.
How was that ride home, though, Mike? Wasn't it great?
The ride home back to Ashburn from Jimmy's?
It was a fun ride.
Yeah, here it is.
I bet it was better getting to Jimmy's from Ashburn, wasn't it?
I give you the good and the bad. Here it is. This is the way I can explain it. You and Dan O'Brien are on the esteem level of interns. You're getting up there with some of the best we've ever.
Yeah, they're like identical cousins.
Are they not all in?
Are they really all in? They really are.
They're funny, and they like the show. The listeners love them.
Yes.
And that's the same vibe that we have to use the Zoolander
absolutely.
As the example, who just still comes back.
Gold standard.
After all. If girl was not getting engaged, she would have been there. You know,
yes. I mean, and she has a new job, and she had to go to the West Coast for the new job.
Is she in New York now?
She was in San Francisco, I think, the Super Bowl weekend, and then. But she's working out of New York.
It's really great.
I texted you something you should know before you get into Great Land with Adrian.
Okay, hold on.
What?
Great Land.
Great Land.
The World of Praise.
Yes.
The
yes.
Heartland.
Yes. If we were to make a T-chart, this might be the right hand column. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Candy Lane.
Not that
in
way.
The car that he drove me home.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Mm-hmm.
Mike would have.
You really
noticed.
Have weed? Did you really have weed? What? What do you mean? I wouldn't have noticed.
I said you would have noticed.
I would have known.
You would have.
You really had. You had weed in the car?
No comment.
Oh my God!
I went straight from work.
I could have been jailed.
No,
I could have been jailed for that.
You could have talked yourself out of
Mike
it.
Mike O'Mara jailed.
When are you going to slow this down on that stuff? This is like Pony with his cigarettes, for God's sake.
No. First, in Virginia, marijuana is not legal. That's not cigarettes, right?
Right.
Right.
And
exactly.
Two, if you know you're driving the boss home, you don't take your ounce of weed and throw in the trunk for later.
Yeah,
but did you smell it?
No, I didn't smell any weed at all. But then again. In my condition, while I was coherent, I was depleted because it had been a long day. I was tired and I'd had a lot of Miller Lite.
You have to plan ahead. Like when I picked Mike up, I made sure all the assault rifles were out of my car.
Rob and I had just a wonderful with his lovely daughter, Julia, who, by the way, is the student of the quarter at her high school, and she deserves a round of applause.
I am beside myself.
Killing it.
A great
school.
Young adult.
And I believe we may be able to benefit from this child's education.
The wit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, her design is beautiful.
The graphic design, baby.
The wit,
yes, sir.
The sick burn she put on Todd in the middle of the Super Bowl party.
This
it
was an
so
amazing
much fun.
Moment.
Let's stop there. I want to hear all about that because it's Todd Moore. It's Santos the dog. And, you know, it's been a week of good shows when The Super Bowl was Sunday. This is our Friday show, and we're still we're just getting around to it.
Right, yeah.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just because it's winter, that doesn't mean you have to forget about the beach. 97.1 The Wave is your beach station. And as the sun goes down, turn your radio up. The Mike O'Mara Show is on every weeknight at 7 p.m. 97.1 FM in Ocean City and 97.1thewave.com worldwide. The best music and your favorite radio show. That's enough to keep you warm until Memorial Day. That and plenty of drinking. 7 p.m. five nights a week, TMOS on The Wave. Hot fun in the wintertime.
That is a great radio station. We are so proud to be part of it. We really are. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know that using Harry's is as good for your wallet as it is for your face? Using Harry's can save you about $100 a year if you're a frequent shaver. That's another reason I love Harry's. And Harry's is so sure of their blades that they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. All you have to do is pay for shipping. I will give you a true story. The way back to, was it on the way up or the way back? I think I got it through on the way down, but on the way back, they took my Harry's shave gel. And I was standing there going, no. It's like saying goodbye. It's like literally leaving a child at the airport.
Yeah,
I was
so that sad.
Get you more.
Yeah, I know you have a statistic coming up. You need to add one to it because guess who got his shave set this week?
Who that?
Robert Spiewak III.
Oh, wow. He's shaving.
Well, he's got that sort of, hi, Mr. Simpson fuzz on his upper lip. So
hormones
I think it's
are changing. Time
to start. Yeah, you don't want to look sloppy, son.
Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. They bought their own German blade factory. They guarantee everything. They're wonderful. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle. They're beautiful. A 5 precision engineer blade cartridge with a lubricated strip and trimmer blade. Use that lubricating strip. It makes the shave so smooth. Rich lathering shave gel. Somebody's using it. A TSA guy took it home, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And a travel blade cover. Don't bring the full-size shave gel with you.
Use an itty-bitty.
You have options.
Yeah. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. Start saving while you're shaving. And that is a wonderful idea. It's a true story. The guy took it from me, and I was just like, not that. It was a brand new one. I just opened it up.
It is truly the best shave gel I've ever encountered in my entire life.
And they have a face wash, too, that I use every single day that is also the best that I've used. And down here in Florida, it's just you want the right balance of moisture and cleanliness.
You need
and
the best.
Their face wash rocks, too. It's just it's good stuff. Their
great
products
company.
Are well-developed and researched. I know that's a little extra, but that's how we feel about Harry. So getting back to the Super Bowl. You were mentioning Julia with a burn.
Sick burn.
On Todd Moore,
yes.
who arrived late with Shannon.
Yes.
His
what
lovely,
about that?
And his lovely lady Marissa was not in
not in
attendance.
She'd be ill, right?
She didn't feel well, but she was kind of...
She have a cold?
She was kind of to take care of Santos and their dog Bear.
I wonder if Marissa gave me my cold.
But but Marissa was not at the... Oh, she was there at dinner.
She was at dinner.
She
gave her a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
Thanks
no
for clarifying that, Mike.
Yeah. I didn't lick her cheek. No. I didn't do that.
So, but the...
Okay, Mike.
At the root of Monday's show, we were highlighting that for some reason, Todd, with all his success and all his time, the respect that my wife and Todd have for what I do for a living and the event we were having is that Todd decided to take an Uber pool to Jimmy's instead of an Uber X or Uber Black.
What's an Uber pool?
An Uber pool essentially is a cheaper Uber ride, but it could possibly...
And why didn't you use Lyft since we've promoted them on this show?
Again, we've been yelling at him for this the entire time, right?
Okay.
So Uber pool allows you to for a cheaper ride, and Lyft has the same type of offering, but you essentially roll
less efficient.
Essentially, you roll the dice because they will pick up other people on the way to other destinations. So they end up in a car to Dulles Airport on the way to Jimmy's with another couple.
Getting to know you.
And they arrive at Jimmy's an hour and a half later instead of the 30 minutes it should have taken from Todd's house. So, well, cheap.
I like seeing you.
Okay.
I like
seeing cheap spot number one, right? So I'm like, all right, I love you, Todd, but come on, Uberpool, you're better than that.
Yeah.
And then two, as we're yelling at each other at Jimmy's drunk about the situation.
Right.
Julia, out of the blue, says, hey, Todd, what is your Uber rating? Now, we've established
she's smart.
She's just turned 17, and she really has the wit of a much more mature child.
Very funny. Because it's established now in pop culture, but generally we did it here on the show, that if you have a low rating as a rider, it means you are a person, you're basically a jerk store, right? You're a jerk store.
How about a handful?
How intuitive is she? Because you guys were talking about that the night before. Four.
Yes.
And she picked up on
yes.
Because Todd doesn't have a good rating.
He's got a low rating.
He a low rating because drivers hate him.
Because he's a jerk store sometimes. And he has no filter. So he has to use other people's Uber or Lyft apps to pick him up.
That's so great. God, and there was another great moment with Julia because he was showing off the PlayaPod app because it hadn't dropped yet, but he had the beta mode.
God, and this app, look, I know we've talked
gorgeous.
About it. We're going to tell you about it in a second here on the show, but I will tell you something informally. It is truly spectacular.
It's made my ride in and out so much easier because it's so easy to navigate. I love it.
His company's taken a year developing this for podcast listeners, and we're lucky to be included in that, and you're going to love it, folks. You really are.
So he's showing it off to Julia because, you know, she's a youngish kid in the crowd. Yeah, you know, she's into apps, and he wants the opinion. And she says, I don't know, the lines. Maybe you could do like a day and nighttime mode.
Because she's totally into graphic design.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And all he's like, you know, he's thinking young teenagers. She's just like, that's awesome. And no, she's giving serious graphic device advice on it.
Yeah, subject matter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
you realize
stuff,
you lucky hump that your daughter's going to be buying you the big house in the suburbs.
Yeah, oh, I know. Right? Yes,
I'm beginning to realize that she has not only discovered her calling, which is computer graphic design, which she is great at, but she's just
she can also lead with her wit.
Yeah.
Yes. She leads with the wit.
She will buy me and Carrie a house, and she will care for her brother.
What about the dynamic between myself and Todd? You've been talking about this all
please.
Week.
Well, I used the example. I think I said this on the show, or I said it off here. I get confused when we do the big events. But Oscar, my wife has a bone to pick with you.
Finally! Oh, no.
So I'm not on the hook this time.
You're not on the hook this time. The dynamic between Todd and Oscar, if you think we bust chops on the show, you ought to listen to these two guys. And at one point, as I mentioned before the other day, Oscar has a few drinks at dinner and looks at me and goes, what truly makes you happy? When are you truly happy? Say, when I've got all my kids in the same room and they're all under the same roof, that's when I really, really feel happy. And Todd Moore looks at me and goes, that's BS. and I said, there they are. They're the happy people that are wonderful. And then Carla, because you've gotten these pictures, Rob, and Oscar has got them. Carla sends out pictures of our little guy frequently to people we care about.
Love it.
And Oscar said that the one around Christmas time,
the Merry Christmas
where,
one,
where he is, is everything okay?
You guys, we're about to surprise you. We have some audio to play for you, but you can finish your thought here.
Okay, so the one where Michael is kind of relaxing with his knee up by the fireplace, and
here you go, Rob, just for reference.
Oscar is busting chops on that picture and puts a David Hasselhoff picture above it.
A beefcake pose.
Carla is not happy.
That's
about
awesome.
That.
That's all right.
Not happy at all.
Why is she not happy?
Well, I put it on my show. What did I say? Carla has a bone to pick with Oscar. All of my son's pictures are perfect. She wanted to point that out.
They're all they are perfect. Just the one in front of the fireplace with the Crocs and the pose was Hasselhoff.
When the only other beings you're caring for are not dogs, someday you might understand this dynamic.
And does he really care for the dog? I don't know.
Well, the dog, I met the dog and I had some quality time because Shannon was driving me back to Podcast Village.
Right.
And I was, I was going to really get to know Santos. And to say the dog is friendly might be an overstatement. It's not an unfriendly dog, doesn't growl, but the dog does not engage. The dog is kind of
very
like
shy.
Very, very timid, right?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of, you can't go to a dog like that because I've got these horrible animals that I live with.
Right.
You would think that I'd be able to go, hello, and I'm craving that from a dog.
Yes,
I love dogs.
Yes.
And Santos is like, yeah, all right. Yeah. And he turns away. And so Mike, it's not a super friendly
He has
dog.
Been genetically engineered to be that way. Oh, because God, when we found the wonderful place that...
When we found the puppy mill in which the dog was genetically engineered...
genetically
where
engineered.
Where we were going to rescue him with our dollars...
it's a rescue site that's mostly funded by money.
What are we? We're looking for a dog that won't bark. We live in the city when somebody walks by the front door.
So he's like
that all the time.
But
he's
if you chill. Are over he's the top chill. And like if you as you say, if you own him, if you hold him and hug him and really know you're invested with Santos, he will engage with you pretty quickly.
He's here,
he was in the back seat, so I couldn't.
He couldn't really do that. Yeah.
When people meet him, he's shy. But as I've told Rob, I said, and I've told Chad as well. I was like, if you hold him. And you hold him like you own him. Mm-hmm. He will respond in kind.
All right. Well, I'd love to have that opportunity to do that again. Yeah. But so it has nothing to do with the fact that it's just the naked cruelty that continuously comes out of you and Todd Moore's mouth everybody about everything.
And know that I love our godson. Absolutely, right?
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
But when that picture showed up,
I know.
I said,
it was an interesting dynamic where he's lying before the fireplace. He didn't have red swim trunks like Hasselhoff. No, he had long pants on.
Save it was a something for next
photo.
Christmas.
It's a bearskin rug. I'm telling you.
No, it's not. It's
if
not
you'll it. Look close.
All right,
it's
Pony.
The $19 special at the photography place. That's it. What do you have?
Pony actually has audio of Julia and Todd at Jimmy's.
Fighting?
Yeah.
Yes.
So when it started, I had to record
this. Okay, so please,
right,
let's go to the
before you play
tape.
It, let me do this. Before you press the button, let me just set this up because... This is Todd being Todd. It is something now that I'm almost going to say to Oscar, Todd is required to be anywhere we are because the dynamic makes me laugh so totally.
Understood.
And it makes me laugh when it's directed at me, which is very rare. Listen to Todd Moore. I can't wait to hear this. This is it? Is
I have not heard.
I haven't. This
heard.
Is raw. This is the first time for all of us. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Her father is Vader, an Uber driver.
He sounds sober.
And he's been bragging about it all night. He's like,
it's not my fault that you have bad reviews on the
It's not my fault that you have bad reviews on Uber.
So
oh,
good.
Yes. My God. And Todd sounded sober.
I don't know why he wasn't able to defend himself.
Isaac is a father.
Father.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, buddy.
Listen.
By the way, sneakily recording us, that's a whole new level.
Mm-hmm. That's a new thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
Watch
you,
out.
Pony, that did that?
Watch
did
out.
You, oh, that's cool. All
right. Yeah. PMZ.
You didn't get any tape on me, did you?
No, of course not.
No.
Thank you very much.
I wouldn't do that
to
you.
That's classic tradecraft.
Those are the ones you're saving to blackmail me. That's going to happen. Right?
Or his
that's
book.
I don't have time because we're coming up on a break here, and I do want to get to Oscar's take this week. But I will tell you this, that on Monday, I will be prepared to discuss a major change in my life down here. I will be selling my motorcycle.
Oh,
this
wow.
Yes, I'm sorry. When something sits in the garage for 6 months and you use it once, it is time to make it. I'm just
Would
not
you please
that-
tell that to Carrie? Because everything sits in our garage for 6 months.
Well, here it is. My friend Steve Shannon, who came out to our appearance at
so
Jimmy's.
So nice. A super
wonderful,
nice guy. Yes.
Wonderful, accomplished motorcycle rider. A guy that John Murphy, who teaches. I talked to about it with both these guys. And the final decision was made when he said, listen, if you're not on it all the time, your skills are diminishing. It's just it's just natural. Down here, there are no less than 7 or 8 sirens calls a day. With people slamming into each other, it's just not in the cards. When I've got free time, I'm either with my kid or I'm out on the golf course. I don't have time for it. I came down here. My life has changed down here. I love Florida, but there are things I do and things I don't do, and I just don't. I don't have time for it. So it's gonna go. It's gonna go bye bye.
Mixed
and,
feelings
No, and the fact is, I just want to say this on record. It has absolutely nothing to do with the market crash. anyway.
The market hasn't crashed, Mike.
Oh, not at all. No, absolutely not. Everything's just hunky-dory.
No, if you actually look at the basis points from when Trump came into the administration and this year, we maybe lost the gains from this year, but we still have the gains from last year.
That's right, Mike, and that's all credit to great leadership.
That's right. It's all on paper. That's
and
right.
Mo.
You sound just like my investment advisor. I believe.
Can't wait for the parade.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes,
you should have a motorcycle parade, Mike.
Yeah, should be a lot of fun. Hey, and the other thing, yeah. Are you ready for this that Carla brought up? Rent one.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Ah. Hello. Rent
one. I'll still ride a motorcycle periodically. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back. Oscar's take on the Mike O'Hara Oscar's show take. When we return.
I have a major announcement. This week's Omaricast is all new and ready for you. Hi, Jim Amato here, and this week I'm sitting in for Marcus Serta.
Oh, yeah.
My special guest, Mac Bergson. There were some big announcements last week in the More Network, and we have one of our own. Download the show and get the details on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. Listen up, because things just got a little better for your podcast. Yes, podcast listeners, introducing the latest TM soft creation.
PlayerPod.
What?
Available for Android and iOS.
PlayerPod.
Is the best way to listen to any podcast.
PlayerPod.
Allows you to easily search and subscribe to all your favorite podcasts. Plus, it has cross-platform syncing. You're going to love this, so you can grab any device and continue podcast playback.
Podcast playback.
Right where you left off.
PlayerPod.
Is also the only app that displays exactly what you've listened to or skipped over. And with time-coded bookmarks, you can quickly replay your biggest laughs and your favorite moments. Mm-hmm. But the best part about
PlayerPod,
it's free!
Free!
And even more good news, TMSoft is hard at work updating all of the TMOS apps, so soon they will have all the great
PlayerPod
features. So,
what are you waiting for?
Just visit PlayerPod.com or search for
PlayerPod.
At the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Again, hey, bye, sweetie. Bye. Love you.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm sorry, I was talking to my wife.
Oh, okay.
Again, that's
PlayerPod
by TM Soft.
Download it for free.
Download today. And now, Rob, you're rushing me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he wasn't done with the spot.
I wasn't done with the spot. God, what are you anxious to end the show? I know we're doing your bonus show today, but Jesus.
Hey, it's everybody's now, bonus show, Mr. Hahn.
It's time.
Shut up, bro.
All right. Got a lot of stuff. You know, I feel like Oz. All right, and now it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day that may or not may affect you by blah, blah, blah. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's.
Don't
do not
rush
represent
through it,
views.
Mike. Yeah, come on.
I feel right. I feel right. When he jumps in early.
You got nothing to worry about.
The views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, are the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, it's National Pizza Day. 57% of people say they love pizza. 41% say they wouldn't go as far as to say they love it, but they like it a lot. They like it a lot, Demo. And 2% say they hate pizza.
Whoa.
They hate pizza. I think everybody hates pizza. Yeah, somebody who hates pizza is an American.
Yeah.
30% of us eat pizza at least once a week. 22% of us can eat an entire pizza by ourselves. Let me hit this. Thank you very much.
Hello.
And our favorite toppings, cheese, pepperoni, sausage, mushrooms, okay, they basically put every topping on here.
Dang! Who puts cheese on a pizza?
God. And finally, 4% of women say they'd rather eat pizza than have a boyfriend.
Ooh.
Like to meet those ladies. And
one of them is on the show. This is us.
3%, God, 3% of men would choose eating pizza over having a girlfriend. All right.
Gentlemen.
I think Rovo likes. Okay.
Nah, come on.
What say you? It's your take. Oscar's
gentlemen. Oscar's take.
Gentlemen.
Yes.
Yep. On my iTin today, I will be eating pizza twice because I have some leftovers from last night from Domino's as they delivered. And then I also have some pizza that I would like to have tonight as we're recording Big O and Duke's, a Friday night edition. So I'm in.
Do you do pizza on the in the Bode studios? Do you do pizza
on
a regular basis?
The wonderful listeners bring in Lido.
Lido it's my
pizza,
favorite.
So that's what
I've seen some of those listeners. I know they're into it.
So as far as the guys are concerned, I think we're all into pizza.
Very good. You're listening to Oscar.
It was so hard to say pizza.
Oscar's pizza.
Well done.
Pizza.
Oscar, you're not going to believe this, but apparently there are a lot of people out there who don't spend that much time eating fruit. According to a new survey, 4 out of 10 people can't tell the difference between an apple and a mango. This is stunning to me. This is the survey. 20% can't tell the difference between a tangerine and a grapefruit, and 10% don't know what a pomegranate is. People are not knowledgeable in the ways of fruit. Oscar, what say you?
Gentlemen, I think Big Organic ruined this for everybody. When I grew up, pesticides were cool, and we would use them, and we would eat the fruit that came from them.
Right.
All of a sudden, I think in around 2005, 2006, everything was organic, and it tasted better, and it cost more money. And you know what? If I'm a household, and I'm a parent, and I'm buying the groceries, right?
Right.
I'm not buying anything, because I'm scared about the pesticides, and the organics are too expensive.
Yeah. So people aren't eating fruit. That's true. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take. You want a banana?
Hey, well, I'm holding up a tangerine. Or an orange.
Just a brief sidebar. Yes. Every day he's got tangerines.
Yeah. I'm addicted to them. I love them.
Really? Well, it's good for you. That's good.
Yeah, the
good.
Vitamin
That's
C, it's good.
Yeah, yeah. But
you're gonna waste away to nothing.
Does
it help you talk?
No, I'm confused because out of every sweatshirt you wear to work, you pull out 3 tangerines and I'm like, it's getting kind of weird now.
No, it's an easily transportable fruit and the vitamin C and the fiber is great. Oh, it's an easy snack.
Okay,
yeah.
Good to know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And we can't get enough fiber. On last night's Celebrity Big Brother, Oscar, Omarosa did what everybody's been waiting for her to do. Gossiped about her time in the White House.
Oh.
And she did not disappoint. In a conversation with Ross Matthews, that's the Leno guy that goes street, that guy, funny guy. She said she joined President Trump's administration because, quote, I felt like it was a call to duty. I felt like I was serving my country, not serving him. It was always about the country. But it didn't work out the way she hoped it would. Quote, I was haunted by tweets every single day. Like, what is he going to tweet next? Omarosa said that every time she tried to rein him in, the people around him would attack her and cut off her access. She added, quote, it's not my circus, not my monkeys. I'd like to say not my problem, but I can't say that because it's bad. When Ross asked her if America should be worried, she said, quote, it's not going to be okay. It's not. It's so bad. She also said she wouldn't vote for Trump again in a million years. Mm. That is Omarosa.
Wow.
And so all that about her leaving on her own and all that, well, you know, she's pretty bitter. She's pretty angry.
Gentlemen, I want to highlight the fact that Omarosa has always been a reality star villain, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if she hated the White House so much, why did she have her wedding there? Why did she have her wedding pictures taken on the White House grounds? Why did she take that job? Why is she on TV right now? I don't think she's the right person to ask about what's going on in this country. Now, do I agree with some of her viewpoints? Absolutely. But overall, I think she got fired. I think she wasn't qualified for the job. And I also think that she enjoyed having her wedding on the White House grounds, which our taxpayer money paid for, essentially.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, 81% of couples in a new survey said they're planning to do something for Valentine's Day this year, but a quarter of them aren't all that excited about it. 26% said they're bored with Valentine's Day, and they mostly have their own lack of creativity to blame for it. 53% admitted they usually just do the same thing every single year. That's over half of the people surveyed that said they do the same old thing every single Valentine's Day. What say you, Oscar?
Mike, as far as I'm concerned, the same thing with Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries is a win-win situation for everybody.
There it is. You, getting the sponsorship.
You know it's going to work, and you know that code TMOS is going to help your friends here at the Michael Mara Show. Bottom there line.
Well done. I like it when he just gets a naked plug in. That
beautiful.
Works. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. And finally, Oscar, this is something, if you're dining right now or you're having a snack listening to this, you might want to just push it to the side for one tiny little second here. Oscar, watching pimple popping videos online has been a thing for a while, but if simply watching a pimple extraction isn't enough for you, now you can simulate the real thing with a handy dandy pimple popping toy.
Oh, my God.
It's called the Poppet Pal. The full kit comes with a hunk of fake flesh available in light or dark skin tone.
I am really tasting this morning's tangerine right now.
A bottle of fake yellow pus made from all natural oils and a filling tool all for $19.99. Refills of the goo are also available for purchase. Get your gross on, Pimple Poppers. That is Oscar's Take's final
Oscar's
item,
ladies and take.
Gentlemen, there is a problem in the patent system in this country. Okay. And this is the root of it, because the idea that someone has made a product for popping pimples and doing it in a synthetic way and also probably has patented this.
Right.
These type of products should be stopped at the government level. I don't like big government, but when you approach with your designs for this, they should say, no, we don't need this. Innovate software, something for education. Let's help the schools, not the pimple poppers.
I blame Orrin Hatch. Thank you very much, Rob. Not Rob, Oscar. Oscar's Take. There we go. Thank you very much. That's it. We're going to take a break, and we've got our very last audio vault of the week with Mr. Rob Spiewak. As you enjoy the sounds of Deep Purple, you bring in a little guitar, you bring in little hi-hats, and then you bring the snare drum in. Yeah, that works too, baby, on the Michael O'Mara Show. When it really gets good, ladies and gentlemen, bring the bass in. There it is. Yeah, crank it up, Rob Spiewak. It's a Friday. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
We all came out to Martha on the lake.
Cake and cookies.
Hi there. This is Katie. On this week's Cake and Cookies, we discuss smartphones, stupid computers, hillbilly Mexican accents, and my ground rules. We also introduce Cake and Cookies' new caller commentator, the CNC CC.
Yep, she took a muscle relaxer.
It's either the best of shows or the worst of shows. You decide.
It's the Robin Katie
that
Show.
Is awesome.
I like that tone.
Yeah.
I like the hillbilly Mexican accents and Katie squeaking. I think that might be a good cake. It's you a good have a good one. Time it's, this week?
It, herding cats, Mike. Just herding cats.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best, but you need it, and Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
I bought this because I needed to free up a USB port on my computer. It's a Bluetooth wireless mouse, and here's the thing about it. It's rechargeable, so you don't need to fool with batteries anymore. You just plug it into USB.
I'm doing my Bluetooth wireless mouse commercial.
I see your blue teeth. But it is fantastic. I'm wireless on my computer now, and it's the Uhuru rechargeable Bluetooth wireless mouse. It's fantastic.
$14.99.
Can't beat that.
Amazon really does have everything. You've got to find this mouse and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Do it today. You got to go to our website today to do that. Click on the Amazon link at our webpage. We would appreciate that, and we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, Feb 9, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
Let's say you were the center of a world champion football team. You just won the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Yes.
Would you start paving the road to become a pro wrestler? Because that's what I think Jason Kelce did at the victory parade yesterday. He came out to speak to the crowd dressed in a very elaborate genie costume. And this was the tone he had with the crowd. This is right out of the WWE.
You love the Eagles? Let me get a hell yeah! You love the Philadelphia Eagles? Let me get a hell yeah! I'm going to take a second to talk to you about underdogs. Doug Peterson. When Doug Peterson was hired, he was rated as the worst coaching hire by a lot of freaking analysts out there in the media. This past offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL.
So he's literally dressed as a genie with a hat and velvet and the whole deal.
But to be fair, the idea that he would come out and essentially address every aspect of the Eagles, you know, the people that said the naysayers.
All the knocks.
Right. Is pretty funny. It is pretty funny.
But it wasn't funny for the people that were carrying the parade live on Philadelphia television when he sang this song.
No lies, because we don't care. We're fulfilling your feeling. No one likes us. We don't care. No one likes us.
Eagles.
The anchors come back on talking about it, or
they just sort of tried to cut away and get away from it, and it was just awkward. And he got a job offer from NPR, so I think that's
I will
good.
Tell you this: sports Not writers really. Are an interesting lot, and you have people that normally the sports writers are paid to be snarky and do that, and you get exceptions to the rule, and you get people that are homers that have been there in these cities for their whole lives, and then you get the majority of the sports writers that are snarky, and you know, it's just another meat slab on the table. I mean, that's it. And so, you know, it's you can understand why they get upset, but it's the dynamic that happens, and you're always going to get put upon players that think that they were maligned by sports writers. They get their moment, and next year is a new season, and everybody starts fresh.
Also, weirdly enough, Philadelphia just got trashier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a shout out, Mike.
Nobody effing likes us. Effing likes us. F you, everybody. F you. Cementing why people effing hate us. We're the effing Eagles. And F you. Thanks.
Good shout luck. Out to your
see,
buddy.
See you next year when you don't win. Thank
to your
you.
Buddy Alan Wentzel, who posted on Facebook just back from the victory parade, managed to not punch a horse. Thank you, Alan.
Alan Wentzel, very funny man.
I was a little troubled. I don't like watching the Olympics before the starting ceremony.
Weird.
Right?
So I was like, is this what happened to the opening ceremonies?
Yeah, they're tonight at 8, I think.
What did they show?
They did last night. They did curling. Mm-hmm. What are the bumpy skiing?
Skating.
Moguls.
Moguls.
And the skating.
Bumpy skiing?
Yeah,
what
the moguls.
Is it? What did you call it?
Bumpy skiing.
Black Diamonds, Mike.
Like, no, it's called moguls.
It's called moguls?
Yeah, it is.
All right, sorry.
Moguls. But anyway,
moguls are cool because you see how
they're fast.
You get your knees to be
able to
be shock absorbers for the human body.
And Carrie is crazy for the skating, so we watched it for a few hours last night, but it did feel a little weird having not seen the opening ceremonies, which are tonight, so we will take a look at them at that point. Cosmopolitan Magazine put a video presentation together where they talked to real Olympians talking about the hookup scene at the Olympic Village.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary. Legendary how much sex goes
athlete
on.
Sex.
Yeah, exactly.
If you saw condoms with Olympic rings on them, wouldn't you take them? Like, every day?
What happens in the Olympic Village stays in the Olympic Village.
I don't know too much about the first-hand hookups in the Olympic Village.
You know, a bunch of young athletes. Most of them are pretty good-looking, and, you know, they've been away from home for a while. Do I have to say any more? I mean, really?
Have that many athletes in one place, you know, things are bound to happen.
There's a lot of downtime and stuff, but there's a lot of cameras and security everywhere, so you definitely have to be sneaky if you're going to try and get away with anything.
Where's the party at?
Legend has it, it picks up because as they finish their events, that's when things get really freaky.
Also,
you know what I've heard? You know what I've also heard is that Olympians, really, just by very nature of their physical prowess, all of them, when it comes to the ways of love, are
in the know. Also,
is Nikki at the Olympics this year?
He is. That's right. He's up there right now. He's in a hallway. This is recorded in the hallway.
In the know. There is a flu outbreak at the Olympic Village.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So all of the teams are quarantined. Well, not all of them, but the teams that are smart are quarantining themselves in their own little village huts.
Right.
Because they don't want to get the flu.
Yeah. Oh, sex flu. God.
Sex flu.
Sex flu.
Don't get the sex flu, Mike.
Got the sex flu.
All right. Let us close with this. This is I've dealt with dementia in my family, but this guy seems to be moderately with it. And his reaction is so genuine. I don't think we're making fun of him. I think it's just a really charming piece of tape.
This is an old guy.
Did you see this?
This was sent to us personally by a listener. You and I both got
exactly. This is an old man who finds out his actual age. He's talking with his son, and his reaction
He's 98. He finds out that he's 98, and it is charming.
He
uses the F word, which is a lot of fun.
He is so genuine about it. This is great. Foul-mouthed man finds out his age.
How old do you think you are?
79.
Higher.
89?
Higher. 89?
Higher. Higher than that? Yeah. 90? Higher. 91? Higher. 2? Higher. 3? Higher. 4? Higher. 5?
Higher. 6? Higher. 7? Higher. 8? That's it. 98.
You're... I am not 98 years old. Holy f***.
Holy
f***. How do you get so old so fast?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh my God.
You're going to be 99 this summer.
No, am I really?
Yeah.
I was born 1919.
What is it now?
2018. Next year I'll be 100.
Yeah, you're going to be 99 this summer.
Holy f***. Jeez, I'm going
to
be an old
man. I'm an old
man.
So great. I'm going to be an old man.
I love it too. Awesome.
Anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmerizShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.